Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Oh my God! Help! Help! Somebody help me! Help!
I got you, man. Come here.
Oh my God!
Come here.
Thank you.
There. You okay? Are you good?
Oh my gosh, man. Thank you. Thank you. Saved my life.
Of course, man. Of course. If I could just trouble you before I go, real quick.
What?
Just there on the screen.
Are you serious?
I mean, again, you said it. I saved your life. So.
Give a warm round of applause for my wife, Correct Opinions podcast host, Katie Kennedy. She's got a few words to say. Is that right?
I sure do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna cheer you on.
Okay, we'll just sit behind me. Give it up one more time for my husband and Jake, who, just for the record, is shorter than me. I'm just gonna read off my phone because mom brain. So Trey's gone on tour now. He's getting on the road. Whenever he goes on the road, he comes home and he's like, oh, I'm tired. Some of you guys might have heard this on Judge Jake. He's like, oh, I'm tired. And he's like, are you going to take care of me? I just did all these shows. No, I'm not. I flew in for the show. Trey was already on the road. I flew in here with Thomas. And Trey, you know, I saw him this morning and he comes up and he's like, oh, I'm so tired from my show last night. We went out after and I was like, you worked for 1 hour? You were on for 1 hour? I was on for 24 hours. So I don't think it's the same. Not the same. So I've been telling him lately that, and I'm sorry to say this, but our baby,
yeah.
Our wow. baby is kind of just a cuter version than he, like he's the same as him, but just cuter. And you know, he does some of the similar things that Trey does, but when Thomas does it, it's really cute, and not when Trey does it. When Thomas farts, it's kind of like, haha, that was funny. When Trey farts, I like kind of question our marriage. When Thomas poops his pants, it's like, you know, I'm like happy to clean it up. Like, I don't want him to sit in that. That's, you know, I mean, when Trey pooped his pants twice, yes, twice, I really, really questioned everything here. But I'm excited to be here with you guys. You recties, sorry about that name. I was not on the show yet and couldn't, you know, say that's enough. So thanks for being here, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to the first ever live Correct Opinions podcast show. Wow. We're doing it, Tacoma, Washington. How are we feeling?
This is great. So yeah, it's not going to be on the podcast, but to start the kind of live show here, we each did a little bit of stand-up, and Katie did a little bit of stand-up, and I learned a little something about you just now. have you pooped your pants twice?
Yes.
You've never pooped your pants.
Like how recently?
It's recent. I'm on a pretty dry streak right now. The last time I
Thomas
did,
has been here, yeah.
It was not my fault. We remember Starbucks. They released a cold brew plant protein smoothie. Yeah, that's not my fault. So, you've never pooped your pants?
That's so gross. Like, were you not able to get to a restroom or, like, trusted a fart? Or, like, what was the...
I don't know what happened.
I forgot my button, guys. I'm so sorry.
It was bad. It was. So yeah, they discontinued it. And I don't think it, because I think it was selling so well, and they got emails like, something toxic in this. You never have ones?
The only time I've ever pooped my pants was during high
school. This is a great start to the show, yes. By the way.
Wasn't planning on talking about this, but I just learned about it. So, yeah, not in a long time. Not since like hide and seek when I was like 7 or so.
Pretty core memory there.
Long, yeah, or? It was. Well, I mean,
this is one way to do 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just remember. I don't know. This is kind of gross, but just like the feeling of just like your like. Your pants.
Okay, I was more like describe the situation, not like, all right, so how it happens is
we don't need to
it's
know
really
the
warm.
Actual.
And
I think it was just like I was 7, I was playing hide and seek, I had a really good spot, and I was like, man, I don't want to give up this spot, but it was like I think I have to go to the bathroom, and I think it was just too much of a people pleaser. I was at someone else's house, I was like, I would have to go and like ask them where the bathroom is.
Yeah.
Or I could just do it right now and keep my spot.
You were a winner. You were a competitor.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't find me. The smell gave me away before the vision did. So.
Hide and smell, yeah.
Oh my, that is something only a boy would do, right? I don't.
Oh, that's great. Well, this is a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun here. We're in Tacoma. We got a show in Seattle tonight. We just came from Spokane.
Yeah.
Salem. Oh, yeah. It feels like every city we're here, people are like, watch out.
Look out for Spokanistan. It is not safe there.
Spokanistan, they call it. That's great. Yeah, I thought, what, you said you were getting a lay land. We got a lot of...
They came from San Diego.
San Diego?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's probably it's nicer down there, but we'll do the show down there next time. Thanks for coming so far. Who else came from... Canada!
Wow.
Just right out, like, north or...
Canada yeah.
I'm not.
North,
I'm
yes.
not asking... I know, I would just, was it east at all? From Vancouver. Okay, great. Well, thanks for coming. That's great. International.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Should we roll the intro music?
Let's roll the intro music. Let's do it, Derek. Roll it!
Correct opinion. Correct opinion.
It's in the edit, so. Yeah, that was kind of a letdown.
We never get to hear it.
I thought it was
correct
gonna play.
Opinion.
That's for the edit. You guys see a little magic behind the curtain there. We just say roll music, and then he edits it in later.
I don't even know what it sounds like.
You've never heard it once?
No,
never
not once.
Never listened to the podcast before.
No, I've listened to it, but.
Fun, man. Well, what should we get into? Do you have any good stories from the weekend? Or?
I was going to say, yeah, it's been fun. I feel like, Salem was a fun city. Anywhere person I talked to, I was like, what do you know about Salem? And they're like, oh, it's just so sketchy. I was like, okay, that's great. And I was like, are there any like positives? And they're just like, well, it's not as bad as Portland. It's like, yeah. Oh, cool. That's amazing. And then Spokane last night was an especially fun show because I heard like a lot of times like you sell out the theaters, but people like something comes up, they're not able to make it last minute, they don't actually come. But last night, every single seat had someone in it.
Wow. It's a great show.
Yeah, which is really fun. So, I mean, it was just extra loud, really fun. So, kind of a fun story about last night is Trey does a VIP meet and greet before the show. And so he goes and it's good. And he learns that there's some people from a Native American reservation from Montana there, meets a woman by the name of Feather.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fun. I don't know any of this information. I don't know that Native Americans might be at the show. So I go on stage, and 30 seconds in, I'm like doing some crowd work. What's your name? And she goes, May May. And I go, oh, no way. And I go, oh.
Yeah, what a stupid name.
Naying in this woman's face. I have no idea. I'm just like, I thought it's like just like some like weird like Gen Z name. Like they're naming people everything these days.
Feather, what a stupid name. You know, white girls, you're like,
it was so,
I'm 100% Chippewa, or, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I remember asking her kids' names, because, you know, I was just kind of curious how fun they would be, and she's like, they're like Nate and Roger or something. I was like, you know what, that sucks. Yeah, because Feather was their thing, and now we got white people stealing their names. The white girls are stealing everyone's names. They had to name their son Nate, because the white girls name all their kids Arrow now. That's their thing. That's their thing.
Yeah, it was fine in the moment. I didn't say anything offensive, but I didn't have the full context of the situation because I was like, who are you here with? This must be the whip. And
oh,
everyone else laughed.
Really might be, yeah.
But they did not think it was that funny. And then I started to piece it together, and I was like, I'm going to cool it with the name jokes, I think. Let's move on. Yeah. So that was kind of a funny memory from last night. I think they had a good time.
They did, I think.
I think. So that was fun.
Okay, let's dive right in. We want to hear from y'all a little bit. Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do
you
it.
You want to run the mic around? What are we doing? Okay, let's... We want to get y'all involved a little bit. So just right off the bat, anyone have any just questions they're dying to ask us or just any comments at all or anything?
Oh, Canadian
question. Our Canadian friend.
She's going to explain to you
from the north. Hello.
Hello. Ashley from Vancouver, Canada. My question is, how did you, Trey, meet Jake?
Oh.
I would like to know the history of your guys' relationship.
Okay. Mm. Have we never talked about this on the podcast before?
Unless cool. I missed the episode, but.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, do you want to share it from your side of the story? Or should
sure,
I
sure. I was... Oh, thank you. You get them. Jake.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sorry. We'll start throwing it. Thank you, Ashley. Thanks for coming all this way. How did I meet Jake? I was making videos by myself. I don't know how many of y'all follow me for a while, but pre-2018, I was just, you know, selfing it or tripod, and yeah, that was wearing on me. For a while, it's kind of fun, and then after another day, where you set up a tripod, and then walk back 10 feet, and you're like, and then you walk back and look at it, it's like, this is depressing. This is. I remember one time being out somewhere. This was before Katie. I was like chatting with some like cute girl at a bar, and,
nice.
And we were just like, yeah, so chill. And she was just kind of like, what do you do? Picking my brain, and I was like, yeah, I just do it all myself. And she was like, so you just like set up a tripod and like dance in front of it by yourself?
In your home, just alone.
I was like, I need to hire somebody. But Jake, we had a ton of mutual friends. He was part of this big camp called Kanakuk. It's regional. I don't know if anyone's heard of it or is it. And so we had all these mutual friends. It was like everyone in the region goes to that Christian camp or is involved with it. I didn't go. I was too shy. But we had a bunch of mutual friends, and he was getting in the video world, and he hit me up one day, and we had briefly met once or twice, and he was like, dude, I like what you're doing. I'm trying to get into video space. Can I video for you? And I was like, yeah. And so he showed up. We filmed a few videos, and the very first video he ever shot of me was the very first Girls During the Fall Be Like.
Yeah, I was like, very first one. 40 million views. It's like, oh, this is easy. This
yeah,
is normal.
Wow.
This is how it is now.
So that's my... did I get it right?
Yeah. I mean, basically, yeah. So from Trey's standpoint, it's like, oh, yeah, this guy I met one time just hit me up. But I didn't have any way of contacting Trey. I didn't have his phone number. I really wasn't even looking to, like, get a job, really. But I got put in a group text accidentally. So I wasn't even living in Kansas City at the time, and I got put in this group text. It was like, hey, we're going to try and watch The Bachelor this Friday. Who's coming? And I was like, well, I mean, I don't even live in the town you guys are in, so clearly we're not that tight anymore. You know, you don't even know they've moved to Dallas. But someone in the group said, Trey, you going to be there? And so I was like, ooh, I think Trey Kennedy's in this group text. Okay.
So I was like, you know it.
Trey never responded,
yeah, he
though.
He sends gifts of himself all the
yeah,
time.
Yikes. No. So I didn't have his phone number. So what I did, this is a true story, a little creepy, but I go and looked at all the group chat numbers, and there were, and then I looked at Trey Kennedy Wikipedia, saw where he was from, then Googled, okay, Oklahoma City area code. Got the area code. And there were three numbers in that group chat that all had 405 area code. And so I was just like, you know, whatever. This is, like I said, this wasn't like this thing like, oh, you know, I really want to work for Trey Kennedy. I will do it no matter what it takes. I was like, I'll just try the first one, call it, two rings, Trey answers. He's like, hey, what's going on? I was like, hey, this is Jake. I met you like one time, like a year and a half ago. And then I just kind of like pitched myself to him. And so, yeah, thank goodness you answered.
If I'd known that, I wouldn't have. Yeah, that's insane. I remember assuming, like, yeah, we have mutual friends. He's probably like, hey, can I have Trey's number? Not, you went in the dark web, like, hack the mainframe.
That's what every girl does for every date. And you guys are just like, oh, we happen to, you know, have the same thing.
Wow, she gets a lot of lucky guesses.
We put work into this. Yeah.
That's true. I remember we had a good friend who was trying to date, but he's like, I don't have social media. not my type of thing. And you're like, well, you need to, because you look like a serial killer.
Yeah, like, she can't find any information about you anywhere.
Nope.
Bella,
yeah, so I was discoverable. Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
So it's like you're you captured me, kind of, or something.
Yeah.
Stockholm syndrome.
I got him. So anyway, fun question, and that's how it all worked. That was like probably summer of 2018, and then I think, I mean, not long after, I mean, it's probably 6 months later, Trey was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing like some stand-up comedy, like, would you want to be like a DJ? And I was like, yeah, I'll be your DJ.
Was that the first proposition?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was like the original plan.
The very baby steps. Wow. And yeah, because...
DJ Jake.
I was like, I have Spotify, so yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, we just started, and then, you know, he purely videoed, and then I just felt like, okay, he's actually a funny guy. No, I think he's legitimately talented, so he got him more involved helping me write the stuff, do it. And then I was like, dude, I think you can do stand-up. You should do it. And
okay.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
You're good at holding the camera. Yeah, perform.
You do stand-up comedy.
Cool. Okay, wait, who else? Another question? Right there. Are you also from Canada? Or
no.
You're just friends. Cool. All right. Oh, there you go. Mike?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there got
you
it. Is.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm also a Katie. Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Any other Katies in the house? Any other Katies in the house? Oh, only one. Wow, that's pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
Katie.
The normal way.
Solid.
The normal way.
Yep.
And I'm just a Katie. Okay, so I'm wondering, what is a more one of the more shocking fan experiences you've had on the road?
Good question. Thank you, Ashley. And where are you from?
Just Bonnie Lake, 30 minutes away.
Oh, cool. Right local. Thank you. Thank you, Katie, for the question. Did I say Ashley?
It's fine. It's all the same.
It's all the same. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. Any Sarahs?
It's fine. It's not your wife's name or anything.
Yeah, I know. I got to get that right. Thank you, Katie. The weirdest, I know you've had some too. Maybe even you have, but I, it's funny. We were talking just yesterday. You're like, yeah, I had a fan yesterday wanting to pick me up. It's wild in this position how often people want to, like, lift us.
Yeah.
It's great. They'll be like, let's do a human period. Will you get on top of us? It's like four girls. I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't think that's going to end well. So I've been asked to be a part of 6 or 7 human pyramids. I just say no. When I was at the last tour, I was doing this whole like dog mom bit. So I had multiple women be like, would you act like our dog? It's like, we'll hold you on the leash. You're like, oh, I'm like, no, I'm not going to act like a dog. It's like, I do have some line. It's pretty far out there, but I mean, I'm not. And then the funniest, when I learned the hard way, so I don't let anyone lift me anymore, but early on, one of the first few shows, this couple was there, they're great, and this guy looked pretty big, muscled up, he's like, can I lift you up, dude? And I was just like, yeah. And he had maybe been over-served, and he just immediately tries to pick me, gets off balance, and like, pile drives me. I'm like, ah! So a couple of the security of the club step in, like, whoa, what's going on? And he's like, I got it this time. I was like, don't touch me again. His wife was standing there just kind of like laughing. I was like, would you get him? Like, I don't help me.
I remember that. That was the night I signed a pickleball that night. So it was a wild night for fan interactions.
Pickle, just the actual ball?
Yeah, which has got a ton of holes in it. So it wasn't a good signature at all. But I've also signed, there was a woman, I forget what show it was, but she was like, hey, can I have your autograph? And I was like, oh, yeah, fun. That isn't, you know, what are you going to do with that? But, she, you know, sure. And she's like, and can you do it, like, on my arm? And I was just like, oh, yeah, sure. She's like, I want to get it tattooed. I was like, oh, my gosh, okay.
Sheltered, kick him out. Does your mom know about this?
Yeah, be careful. You don't want to get ink poisoning. Yeah, so that was a little nerve-wracking, but, you know, at that point in my life, all I'd ever signed was, like, a, you know, receipt at a restaurant. So I was like, oh, man, this is about to be really permanent, but that was kind of fun of her.
That is, yeah.
And
that's good.
You saw the tattoo, right? Did she send you a picture?
Yeah, I think she did DM it to me.
Yeah,
it looked awful.
She shows me, like, who's it signed by, Jake Triplett? And they're like, I don't know who that was, and also that doesn't look anything like it says Jake Triplett.
just scribbling.
That's maybe better. She can like say kind of whoever it is. You know, they're like, I don't know, Jake Triplett. I mean,
James Franco.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever recognized you?
Yeah.
Really? Couple times? No one
maybe.
Weird?
Not,
no
not,
one weird though?
No, people are nice.
They were nice to you.
Yeah.
They were trying to pick you up.
No.
That's good. Okay. Good, good. Okay, who else? Who else? Thank you, Katie. In the back, yeah! Where's our mic? Where? Oh,
there's
he's got
mic.
It.
It's coming.
It's coming. Oh, wait, look at us. They're
came
doing
out of
it
nowhere.
All. Getting us fixed up. Hello, hello.
Hello, I'm Emily from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Atlanta!
Wow.
ATL. I'm not to brag, but I'm going on an Alaskan cruise tomorrow, so that's why I'm here.
Nice.
So but fun. Totally here for y'all.
Yes.
The question I have is kind of out of left field, but if you had to be submerged into a vat of anything, what would that substance be and why?
I feel like, do you do that with various liquids every weekend or something?
She's like, I'm just curious for next weekend.
Yeah. So we have to be like submerged?
Fully submerged.
Like our head is in this?
Under.
Okay.
I mean, water?
She's making fun of us. She's like, just answer the question. It's not that hard.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Oh, I said water.
Oh.
That seems, yeah. I mean, I got my best chance of swimming out of that.
I was going to say that. That was a good one.
I think she's going on that cruise soon. She's a little nervous.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
What's on the sides of it? Like, what if I fall in, what's going to happen? You're afraid of whales.
Oh, afraid, yeah.
Well, don't fall in.
Can I ask how come?
Yeah, what's the fear of whales?
Big fan of the Jonah story.
Big. They're just big.
Yeah. All types of whales, or?
Yeah, like the large ones, for sure. And I think also, like, everyone talks about, you know, like, they're not harmful to humans, but they could be clumsy is my problem. Like, if they were to, like, that tail were to, like, smack down, like, that ship is gone. Like, Titanic is nothing compared. I just,
yeah.
I can't, I don't know. This is my goal. I'm trying to get over my fear.
Emily's like, we should harpoon more of them. We should. Thank you. Someone knows their whale knowledge.
Yeah.
It's funny because that's bad. That's bad. Water. Did you have an answer?
Maybe like a nice body oil so I can get really moisturized.
Ooh, I thought you liked olive oil or something. You love that. Some health stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Greek goddess dressing or something.
Okay, not that far. Not that far. Yeah.
I might do cherry limeade.
Cherry limeade.
I've been thinking about it.
You're gonna change your answer?
I could drink a little on my way up, I think.
Oh.
Still get out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe cold brew.
Ooh.
Yeah, you kind of like cold plunges are in.
Yeah.
And just also invigorating, I think. You're, could be a genius.
Like the caffeine.
And the caffeine goes through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Thank you. All right. Who else? Let's do a couple more. This is fun. Yes.
There's
ma'am
one.
Right here. She's over here. Derek's coming.
Her name is going to be
how
Sarah
you doing?
For sure.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wait, everyone
name
guess their
Carly.
Name.
My Carly.
Oh, I would have guessed that. I think. Carly?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. I live about 30 minutes away. Rent cool. In Washington. Moving to Tennessee soon because the smells were too bad for me. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I was just speaking with another fan, and we were talking about how we loved the matchmaking segment you did on your podcast.
Oh.
And I did submit a friend of mine. He's one of my husband's groomsmen. So, first question, can you bring it back? And maybe a little questionnaire so it's not as much of a flop.
I'll help this time.
Yeah.
And then sub question, can you pick my friend Josh that I submitted?
Great question. Thank you. He applied last time and he wasn't one of the people we talked to?
He was not selected, no,
okay,
but
yeah.
I emailed.
That was fun. So yeah, that I was in COVID, we were quarantined, and I had some friends who were still dating, and it was just hilarious to hear them talk. Like, I don't, it's so weird, because then now it's like, some people are like, let's not meet, some people want to. It's like, maybe I'll host a little dating thing. It was just a random idea, we had so much free time. And the first time we did in COVID, I feel like it was well timed, because people, I was shocked, I thought it was just some dumb one episode thing, but people really enjoyed it. And there was even of that one couple, if you remember back years ago, I talked to them for like 3 straight episodes, they met. They like, I don't know if anyone remembers this, Will and someone, and he lived in Nashville area, and I was out in Nashville years later, he came up, he's like, yo, dude, it's me, Will. You like set me up with that girl on your podcast? I was like, oh my gosh. It was cool, and they met, she met some other guy on another app and kind of bailed on him, which, so. We gotta work on, you have to be exclusive to the podcast if you're gonna do it. You can't keep swiping on other apps. But should we bring it back? Would that be fun? We might. All right, okay. Carly, your friend, what's his name?
Josh.
Josh, okay. We'll do it better so it's not a flop in Carly's words. That was good. Good times. Yeah, what's up, man?
Got our first
shout out to the
question.
Homies.
Yeah.
Enrique from Puyallup. If you guys didn't end up doing this, where do you think you would have been? And Katie, if you didn't meet Trey, where do you think you'd be?
Good question.
Good question, Enrique.
I think probably, I've always thought it'd be fun to be a waiter because, okay, yeah. There's probably some people in here who are waiters and you just laughed at their job. So I like the idea of being a waiter because it's almost like when you look at tips, it's like you get paid based on how good your personality is. I like the challenge of like treating each table individually, like meeting, like mirroring their personality, being the best waiter for that table, and then like being a completely different person for this table and like mirroring their personality. I think that'd be a fun job for a couple weeks.
Still time. You never know. Yeah. Pick up
a
job.
Keep making fun of Native Americans. maybe out of a job soon.
Yeah. Ready to start training, man. It's good. Go ahead.
I don't know. I would have found like another comedian probably to marry and maybe one that was like already more famous, but yeah. You know, I just took what I got. Just kidding.
She's getting too confident.
I was modeling full time when we met. I probably would have stopped that and no, I would have kept going.
Well, we talked about, we met, we were dating, yes, I know when we met. 2 years into dating, COVID hit,
yeah.
And you had just kind of decided to pivot from modeling, and yeah. It's like, if you had been kept going, you would have been one of those people who were like, how do I?
Yeah, I mean, because no one was like shooting, you're getting paid per job. I feel like a lot of people struggled during that time, and so that would have been tough, but...
Waiters struggled?
Yeah.
It hurts all of us. Waiters included.
So?
I'd probably be in a cubicle for some corporation, just figuring out how to do the bare minimum and... sad. I don't know. I think it wouldn't be that bad. I kind of hate when people are like, I don't know if I'm not meant for a desk job. Because that's how I feel. But I feel like most people that say that, it's like they're not really meant for any jobs, you know? But I really, you know, I'm grateful I have a line of work that's, you know, you never know what's going to happen next and all that, you know. I struggled.
I always think it's interesting, and I think you may have said this on the podcast a while ago, but you said if you weren't posting content on Facebook or on Instagram, you probably wouldn't even have an account.
Yeah, naturally I'm not someone who... I think like a lot, probably dudes specifically, I don't have this inclination to post content. So it's very much like, it's a job, it's fun, but I'm not the type of guy without it who'd just be like, weekend at, ooh, I'm going on a cruise, getting in a vat of butter, or whatever people post. okay, let's do one, I got you back there.
Good question, Enrique.
This is fun. Back in the back, Derek. Yes.
Yeah, obviously Irma... Deborah, I think I'm 100. at least.
What's your name?
You must think I'm 100 years old. I'm
no.
No, I said
no.
Debbie.
She said Debbie, which is like, that's it's like coming, it's cute and coming back in.
No.
She, yeah.
No.
She'll be 3 years old.
Definitely not. Jen.
What's your name?
Jen.
Jen.
Short for Jennifer, yeah.
Yeah, close.
Well, that's a young name.
Anyway.
All right. What's up, Jen?
Middle school boys. So I have two. And this is a plug to do more middle school, high school stuff, because I don't know where you're getting it from, because you don't have a middle schooler yet. But that was my question, is like, where do you get the content for especially middle school boys? Because holy, like when I saw your stuff originally, like I think in 2017,
yep.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Like,
thank
absolutely.
You,
so more of that, please.
Good question.
Woo! Yeah, was it kind of creepy? Like, this grown man knows a lot about preteen boys.
Well, even the crowd, she was like, let's talk middle school boys. And they just applauded.
Yeah, finally. Prepubescence, break it down.
12 through 14.
I don't know, man. I joked recently, the middle school Maddox, the character, I was like, dude, maybe 80% of my career might be due to that character. I don't know.
Yeah.
it's really, really cool because prior to that character, my audience was very, you know, people in their 20s. You know, I was my age, right? And that was really cool because it opened up to people older and even younger. Like, every show, there's at least a few kind of like 11-year-old boys who are like, I love your YouTube. It's very cute. And we get older people. Not that old, Jim. But, you know. And it's been cool. So, I don't know. It was... You know, you try new ideas and see what sticks, and sometimes you don't know. And the middle school, the very first one was very much an idea of like, I'll try this, and it went so viral.
I said, I was like, I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah, I always run stuff by Katie, and she's a good barometer. But that one, I think her just seeing me acting like a kid, she was like, oh, this is a little strange. I don't.
But I also have seen you act like a woman plenty of times, so.
Yeah, confusing. You know. But it went, yeah, obviously big and became a whole thing. And it's just, I just literally remembered back to how I acted at that age.
Just did what you used to do.
Just did what I used to do. Just be a smart aleck and be difficult and moan and grunt and...
Yeah, because you've told me stories, like your parents took you on this vacation to like the Grand Canyon or Hawaii or something, and all you wanted to do was play Call of Duty.
Yeah, I was just the worst kid. They took us, my parents took us like this beautiful Hawaiian vacation. I was like 14, and I didn't want to leave the hotel. I was like, I remember at the time, like, we're going to Hawaii. I'm like, I don't want to go to Hawaii. I drove them nuts. So hopefully our little boy is sweeter than that.
Pray for me.
Yeah, it's funny. I guess it resonates. I think it's cool. It's also funny, but so many mothers, I think, normalize them because you probably thought, like, how many crimes is he going to commit one day? Like, but it's normal. It's normal. Clean record.
Made it. Now we'll you're doing
keep
this.
Keep it coming, yeah. Let's do one more. Okay.
Right here?
Oh, right. We'll do two more.
Oh, okay.
Two more. We got to... Right here, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
Brittany from Snohomish. Sorry, Jake.
Tricky town to hear. Thought you said Amish.
So I think you've said before that, like, this isn't really Rachel's thing, but will she ever be featured on the podcast?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if something terrible happens to Katie, yeah, we could...
And if she loves it, maybe a little like mom's or wives spinoff.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, no. You're creating a monster over here.
Yeah.
No. Wait, is Rachel.
We will take your viewers.
Jake gets married a week from today to Rachel.
Yeah, 7 days from now.
Yeah. And so, yeah, does Rachel. Because Katie, it's been fun because Katie, she gets a kick out of it and she's. Like she modeled, so she had some behind camera experience. And like, what's Rachel's vibe with all this? Is she like, I want no part of it? Is she like, you know, I think it's fun. I could get into it more.
She would never put herself as like the center of attention or anything. But if I like ask her to do something, she can do it. I mean, she played Division I volleyball. I feel like she's used to like having to perform in front of people in a certain way. And you know, she's given a handful of speeches. And so kind of similar to what you did to Katie today. I've like had Rachel kind of go up and do some jokes, and she did all right. She's a good public speaker, so I think she could do it. But she's also like she nannies, she substitute teaches, she's in master school for counseling, and like planning a wedding. So she's pretty busy. Mm.
That's a good idea, though. Thank you. All right, one more. I saw my guy right here in the hat, right here. We'll keep the show rolling. What's up, man?
Hello, I'm Noah, fellow sheltered kid. Which I don't know how you call yourself homeschool or sheltered when you're not homeschooled, like I am.
There's levels to it.
But I was wondering, what was your first R-rated movie?
First Ooh. R-rated movie. Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
So I'm right. That's a big notch in the sheltered belt there.
Yeah. I read the book, but I never saw the movie. You know. The movies are never as good as the books, so.
Yeah. Ruined it.
That is a funny answer, though. Good for you.
That's the literal truth. I'm not kidding.
I'm trying to think. First R-rated
movie. My parents,
movie.
That was one of their big... They were like... I could listen to whatever secular music and stuff. Some movies were the big thing. They were like, there's R-rated 17. You can't tell your... But we made a good... Passion of the Christ was an exception.
So. That was okay. Mine were the opposite. I feel like my dad was like, you need to learn who Chris Farley is at age 11. And like, you need to know this, you need to know Will Ferrell, you need to know Jim Carrey, all this stuff. So my dad would let the comedy movies fly. He's like, you need to, you know, make a career out of this someday. Here's Trey's area code. But the music, it was the opposite. We listened to a lot of 88.3 The Wind on the way to school. I mean, I didn't listen to secular music until probably like I was driving myself to school. So that's why we've talked about it before. But yeah, I don't know like Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, Nelly, anything that was cool 16 years ago. I know the Weird Al version, and that's it.
My mom, she just put the radio on. She just liked the beat, but she was like, my mom was still sheltered and clueless. You know, there'd be some song. She'd be like, I like this.
She's
this
like, nice I bet it...
What does make it clap mean?
Yeah.
What is...
She's like, take him to the candy shop. It's like a Willy Wonka.
Oh.
Yeah. That's nice.
No candy after 6 p.m., but we'll listen to the song.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs about candy, Mom. This one's called Lollipop by Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Good question. All right. Cool. Let's move. Thank you for all the questions. That's amazing. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
Really fun. We're gonna get to. Do we have one? Anyone else? I saw one more hand. I don't want to make sure anyone. If anyone's dying to ask a question. Okay. Last one.
We just do this for another 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously.
Hours. Yeah. Push the cruise back.
Wow, that's loud. I'm Laura from Seattle. We love mood swings.
The golf, yeah, thank you.
So, dying to know which of you is the actual better golfer.
Oh, Jake, yeah.
Maybe you haven't seen the videos then.
Yeah. Jake, it should be pretty obvious, yeah.
I should also go with the disclaimer that I don't have a child, and so I can go to Topgolf more than Trey can in the middle of the week. So, it's not really a fair fight. But.
So, do you film your videos like just actually golfing, or do you go with planned content?
So you're a big fan of mood swings, but it sounds like you're not really familiar with what we do.
She's like, watch this. I'm gonna bring up the golf thing. It'll be cool. I've never seen it. No, Jake is definitely a better golfer. You out the gate you were, but I feel like you've really gotten into it too. Like you're taking lessons.
Like through the winter, I was like, I'm gonna keep like practicing and getting better.
It's fun. It's been really fun because we just picked up golf touring because you're out on the road killing time, and got into it and realized a lot of our fans like golf too. So we have it planned out and we do some sketch stuff. We just play golf. It's been a lot. It's been a fun addition to what we're doing.
Yeah, it's fun. A lot more guys are like excited to see us now, which is a nice change of pace.
Yeah, it's true. Now I have. It used to always be, you know, girls, the moms, this and now. Dude, I have dudes knocking down my door like, "Let's play golf, man. Let's do it." That's cool. That's great. And now I'm like, babe, I have to go to work. It's golf. I have to.
Yeah.
See a lot of. Okay, great. Thank you. That's amazing. We're gonna do a few segments while we're here. Some live segments.
Yes.
Let's Let's get the people going with a dramatic reading or two.
Cool.
A dramatic reading. It's been too long. This is another dramatic reading. One of my favorite segments. Jake, do you have some inspiring music for me? This is a Facebook post from a nice young woman, probably around Jen's age. 6 years ago on a Saturday morning, I needed hope. I needed sheer hope that maybe I could find a vehicle to give us options and what the everyday would look like. I didn't even know what a hair shaft was. No clue how to even pronounce the name Monet. Not even the slightest inclination on what was about to take place. But I clicked join now. And that decision led to one business partner. 1 hour spent educating myself on all things scalp and hair health. One customer. Then thousands more. One live video, then dozens more. One training for our team, followed by hundreds more. One failure that led to a million more. One sacrifice that led to countless more. One podcast turned into endless more. One moment of personal growth which led to more. One friendship that turned to hundreds more. One free trip that has led to 30 plus more. One Cadillac earner. And a beautiful light pink. To every single customer, teammate, mentor, leader, silent supporter, thank you. To every naysayer, thank you too. Little did you know you were fueling my fire. So if you'd like to learn more about how I did all this, let's chat. You could join Monet too. One giant vat of fluids with the friend. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. That has been a dramatic reading. Thank you so much. Nailed it.
That was beautiful.
Anyone a part of an MLM in here? It's fine. Okay, wow. There might be one.
It would not have been fine.
Yeah. segment number two alert. Sheltered kid moment segment.
Yeah.
Sheltered kid moment segment. One of my favorite new segments. I had one today. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I was in a coffee shop this morning in Seattle, right by the venue we're playing at tonight. And this dude in front of me in line at the coffee shop goes, "Yo, dude, I dig your style." And I was confused. I didn't know if it was confusing. I don't know if he was like knew if he followed me or what. So I was just kind of like, "Oh, he's like, I dig your style." And I realized he was just complimenting my outfit. And he just started chatting me up like a bro. He's just like, "Yo, what are you just over there grinding away on your laptop?" I was like, "Yeah, I mean." He's like, "What are you doing tonight?" And I was like, and I was just like, "Oh, I'm a comedian. I have a show." And he's like, "No way, dude. That's sick. What are you doing later?" I was like, "I'm gonna hang with my wife." He's like, "Ah, oh, you're married. That sucks, dude." I would never, dude. Last night was absurd, dude. Last night, he starts talking to me about how his girl is pregnant, but he's trying to figure out who the father is. And this is all still a five-minute conversation. And then he's like, "Dude, I might have to come check out the show." I was like, "Well, it's sold out." He's like, "Give me some tickets, dude." And I was just like, "Okay." And I gave him 2 tickets. I was just so uncomfortable. I was like, I feel like I enjoy my wife and I'm pleased with that decision. And yeah. I'm sorry about your pregnancy problems, but we had a kid on purpose and it's pretty fun. And I just gave him tickets. And there's 95% chance he doesn't show. His name was Dupree. So do you see some dude with long hair named Dupree who tells you stuff like, "Yo, I'm digging that style"? He bullied me into giving him tickets at a coffee shop this morning. So it was too nice to say no.
That's great. I think I also might have a sheltered kid moment just from today as well. So there's a place in downtown Seattle. It looks like a nice little like bakery, coffee shop. I didn't even know the name of it when I walked in there. But it's called The Biscuit B-Word. You got it. Yes. Which is good, because I think a lot of them were like, what's the B word?
Noah's right there. Yeah. Please watch your language.
Yeah. It's the first time he's heard that word. I was going to let it be open to his interpretation. So, if you've... Has anyone ever been to this place before? Yeah, so it's... You must have gone to public school then, because I was terrified the whole time. They're blasting, like, really, like, way too loud hip-hop music, and I went up to, like, order, and she just calls me the B word. She's like, what do you want, B? And I was like, oh, my mom? I don't know. Nothing on this menu. So that was scary. I didn't order anything. I left, so... I guess that would be considered a sheltered kid moment of just today. So, I'm still learning.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Just for the record, I wasn't that sheltered. Yeah.
No shelter kid moments for you? Are you going to shelter our son?
You know, the appropriate amount.
The appropriate amount?
Yeah.
Let him watch Passion of the Christ early on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Get him in early, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good deal. This is a little embarrassing. I need to go to the restroom. Can I do that?
yeah, I think
can
so.
Can I have permission,
yes,
boss?
Yeah. Okay. You can.
You should probably like plan better next
Hurry
time.
Hurry back, you B word.
Yeah.
Katie, thanks, Katie, for coming all this way. Katie, we've been doing shows for a few nights now. Katie flew in last night. How was traveling with a baby? It's crazy. Once you have kids, you notice them. Every flight now, I'm like, are babies just flying all of a sudden? It's just like, I guess they ignored them
all
my whole
sudden,
life. And now I see them and I judge them. All right, how are these parents? They're screaming. What are they doing wrong? How was your experience flying with our tiny baby?
That was Thomas's fifth flight already.
Wow.
Trey hasn't been on any of those. He's been working, and I had help. My mom came with me and a friend this time, but he does great. He's a very sweet baby. He did great. He only cried because he was hungry. I think he's still so young. He's just, like, mesmerized by everything, right? He's like, there's other people I've never seen before. There's lights. There's, you know, sounds. The airplane sound really gets him. And then all of a sudden, he's like, this is white noise. I'm going to go to sleep. And then he goes to sleep. So
we're so lucky. He's very...
He's a sweet boy.
We'll see. I don't know. Did anyone have, like, a... Any of the parents? Anyone have like a super chill baby that turned into a monster?
Yeah, let us know.
You had one, ma'am? Really good baby, and then at what age was it like, oh no? Two? Okay. Two until now, 23. Okay. Okay, good.
Awesome.
But all right, we'll enjoy it while we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will. Poor Jake. Jake really went to the bathroom? What is he? Oh, let's pass the baby around. Let's pass him.
Yeah, let's just pass him around.
No, oh my God.
He's babysitting himself back there, so.
No,
I mean,
no he's not.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait, who is it? It's Judge Jay.
Oh.
I forgot the gavel, but I have this.
Is it on backwards?
It's on right.
You know, there was some deliberation backstage on whether or not it was forwards or backwards. And then I heard you say something about Jake taking a while in the bathroom, so I just scurried out here.
You just look like a Harry Potter character. But it's Judge Jake. Judge Jake's
I'm a
segment
judge.
Is here. We have a good one. This is a pretty specific issue. So, Judge Jake, we need your help. Could you, is the court in session?
Go ahead.
Okay. Would you like to start? I'll start.
No,
I'll
start. You can start.
So, we bless you. We have a like a studio space where we get all the content and whatnot. And there's this kind of corner of the property that has this just kind of patch of dirt that's just we don't know what to do with it. And so I had enough fun idea
bless
since
you.
We're yeah. One more time when we get it frustrated. So. two bless yous, then it's shut up. I was like, oh, we're professional golfers now.
She's a huge fan.
She's a huge fan. I go, oh, what a perfect two birds, one stone. We cover up that nice with a little putting green. Fun, right? So we had a few quotes putting green. Didn't realize those little putting greens, very expensive. Okay. I thought it would be, you know, whatever it was. So the cheapest quote we have for the putting green is about $9,000. $9,000. Yeah, I thought it'd be a couple grand. It is quite large, but here's my pitch. I'm saying, so this is a property that could one day become an Airbnb.
Okay.
And so I'm saying it's an investment, Judge G. When you think about it, down the road, it's going to be an amenity to help increase bookings. So it's really, I'm making money on this putting green.
It's free.
It's, whoa, yeah, it's free. And that's my opening statement.
Okay. Kathleen?
I don't probably need to even say that much, but so there's a few issues here. Number one, we don't even know if we can Airbnb in that part of town. Yep. So that, it would really...
See,
would
that's
be
the
no,
tone. It's the tone. No.
There would be no investments if, you know, we can't do that. It's part of, like, the big plan, and we're unsure if that's even possible. Number two, you don't want to have, like... And I'm not saying it is the nicest house in the neighborhood, but you don't want to make it the most expensive house in the neighborhood because of amenities that you put in it. We're not going to get the money back. When we sell that, we're not going to get the money back. Number three, we should use that money for literally anything else.
Objection. I don't know what that means. I just want to say it.
You got my attention. Katie, do you have something in mind that you'd like to use the money towards?
Thomas's education.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just send him to Noah's house. They'll do it for free. We have so many people that homeschool him for free.
Homeschool him for free. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I talked with her. She's going to babysit him tonight for during the show. Yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you.
No. I'm done. So, yeah, those are the opening statements.
Okay.
Your Honor.
I can see the dilemma here. It is a good amount of money. It is, remind me again, do you guys have a joint bank account? In your vows, did you say what's mine is yours?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So the money that Trey brings in does not factor in to this debate today?
Your Honor, I think there could be an argument that maybe the Mood Swings Golf is a business, and it's just a simple business expense.
Katie, or Trey, Thomas, do you have any thing that you could put in that part of the yard that's not a putting green that could still up the value of the house that's not $9,000? Like, how expensive are flowers? Is that cheaper?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just sprinkle.
You want to plant flowers?
I'm just going to sprinkle some wildflower seeds. It'll be beautiful.
That would be kind of pretty. Is it that easy?
Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah.
No. Katie, that's another side. Can I bring up a side problem?
Objection.
I would like to hear the side problem, and then Katie gets a side problem of her own.
Our home has, we had kind of redid the patio, right? And part of this, like, stonework, she's like, I would like a fun little planter to plant. I've always wanted to plant vegetables. I could plant vegetables that we eat. How fun.
Wow.
So we built this nice, cute planter, and Judge Jake, in 3 years, has produced 17 cucumbers.
Wow.
And now, when I push her to be like, are we gonna plant anything there? She's like, sorry, I'm busy caring for a child. She does that thing.
Yeah, okay.
And so...
Nothing.
She also planted cucumbers, and if you didn't know, those are like a vine plant.
Yeah, I didn't
and
know
they grew
it would take over
50 feet
everything.
Across our property.
I did zero research.
So there could be maybe a side argument that she put in a thing that was a waste of money. So maybe I could,
I see what you're saying. All right. I'm going to ask you guys a question, and whoever can give me an example first, I will side with you. All right.
Oh, wow.
This is how it's going down.
Speed round?
Can I make a statement first?
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Judge Jake is biased. He also plays golf and would use this putting green. So take that into consideration.
You know, all the nonpartisanship I had for this has gone out the window now after that. I don't know if I would have said that if I was you. You know, I feel like I've sided with you. It's probably like 4-1, Katie to Trey. But not in Katie's eyes, I guess. Okay, yeah, here's the question. Whoever can answer this, I will go with your, you know, what you want. I want you guys to think of a time when Trey bought something that was expensive. And Trey, I want you to think of when you actually used it. And Katie, I want you to think of a time when he did not use it at all. Use it at all.
Something I bought
that was expensive, but you actually did use it. And Katie, can you think of something that Trey bought that was expensive and he never used it?
I really don't buy many things. Wow.
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 Wow. We all learned a little something.
We bought the studio space, and that was a wise financial and familial experience. So we weren't running around the house shooting things, tearing up the house.
Yes,
that would have been
absolutely.
Very difficult with babies everywhere. So
absolutely.
That's my answer, Judge. Have all I bought right. something and wait, not used it?
The only thing that I can think of is actually last summer you bought a little putting thing.
Did this just pop in your head?
Yes. To use with the pool where you like put it into the pool or
whatever. Chip
it, chip it, whatever.
I never opened it.
Oh, no. So I think the case is closed.
Judge Katie is smoking, and that is it.
I just remembered that, too. We got to get that out and play with it, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, business expense, for sure. That's
wow,
funny.
Awesome.
I forgot. I have seen that before. I'm not being used, but I've seen it, like, off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
in
yeah,
the
you,
box still.
You can chip it. Yeah.
You can, yeah. Cool. Well, I think we're kind of getting, do you have any final words, man? I just wanted to say, as we get closer, thank you so much for coming.
You have anything to say? I'm going to say it for
yeah.
you.
Thank you. You know, we put up this little, like, afternoon fun podcast thing. We wanted to try when, you know, we're so lucky to tour and do all this. We didn't know how many people wanted to come see a live podcast. So thank you so much for coming out. It's like, obviously, Jake's helped me for years, and we've put out all these videos, and you rack up followers that come to a show that you never interact with, and the podcast is, like, so special to us, and it just feels like another level of, like, we just sat here and kind of talked with y'all, and it's just really, thanks for taking time out of your day, and this, like, kind of random in the middle of the day show, and, you know, Recties forever, dude. Love you guys. It's cool.
Great.
And it's just been, because I don't know how many, anyone like day one listeners, we have a few in here. It's been going on for coming up on like 4 years. And you know, the iterations were like by myself, then Jake joined, now Katie joined. And it's just been really cool for me too, personally, to see what it's becoming and who knows what else it'll become. So we're
yeah.
hoping, this feels like it's been a ton of fun, at least for me, and I'd love to do more of them, so.
I am sweating so much in this, so that's mainly what
not
I feel.
Not very breathable.
It's not when you put it on backwards. It's not, so. No, this is great. Thank you guys for coming out. Anytime I feel like I meet a fan after a show and they're like, and I listen to the podcast, and I'm like extra excited. It's like, okay, you really know me then, you know my fiance's name or things about her. And so like the podcast relationship is just much more intimate. It's way more fun. So thanks for supporting us, on a weekly basis when you listen in your cars at work, but even more so coming and seeing us live, buying a ticket. It's really cool. Appreciate it. You guys are great. Yeah. So thanks.
You're great.
Thank you
yeah.
guys.
And Katie, say something really touching. We both
hey.
Did it.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. This is very, very fun.
This is, okay. Should we do one of those classic, like, oh, video things?
Something.
Let's do something,
yeah.
then. Okay.
I mean, my favorite outfit.
Okay. We're just going to, what should we have to say? Something dumb or just cheer?
The aroma in Tacoma.
The aroma. Yeah. So I'll say, Correct Opinions Live Podcast, point, and we all cheer, The Aroma in Tacoma.
It doesn't have to be that. That was just the first.
No, no, we're doing
let's
it.
Get all this.
Wait, is this how I?
Hey. Jake is
get
the cameraman.
Get in here, Katie. Get in here, Katie. We're starting here. The first ever Correct Opinions Live Podcast. guys. Thanks for coming out. It's been amazing. Good night, guys. Thank you.
Correct opinion. Correct opinion.